Hey, what's going on? It is the Monday after Thanksgiving. I hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. Guys, your big Thanksgiving dinner was on Friday, is that right, or on Thursday?
No, we did it on Thursday. Yeah. The Lakers were very nice. They catered a dinner for us at the hotel
in San
Antonio.
Did you have dinner with, like, LeBron and those guys?
No, we were separate from them.
Yeah.
In past years, we've done one big dinner, but this year it was segregated. The broadcasters were in one room and the team was in another room.
Yeah, the stuffing was good. The stuffing was good, so that's all that matters.
What kind of stuffing?
It was like breaded stuffing, but they did it right.
Not cornbread?
Probably was.
Yeah, maybe a little.
Chestnut?
Yeah, they were very nice. Yeah.
I like chestnut stuffing.
And a shout out to Keontae, Tim Harris's assistant, who set the whole thing up, and she did a really good job. She was really nice of her.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Right now, caller number 7, 877-710-ESPN. You can win a 4-pack of tickets to the Pac-12 championship game this Friday, USC versus Utah. The game is Friday at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, 5 o'clock kickoff. Tickets, discount, hotel, and airfares are available at pac-12.com/tickets. Again, caller number 7 gets a 4-pack of tickets to see the Trojans win the Pac-12 championship Friday in Vegas.
Hey, go Utes.
Yeah, go Utes. Be
quiet. Screw you.
Utes SC, he says.
Yeah. Mace, let me ask you something. There is there's a controversy going on involving Stephen A. Smith.
Okay, I don't know about this.
He has issued an on-air apology for using the word homosexual.
Okay.
They were discussing Lamar Jackson, and he sent a tweet out to somebody where he said some stuff that I can't say in the air, and it was considered to maybe be offensive to gay people. And so Stephen A. Smith was discussing it, and he used the word homosexual, and then later in the show, he came back and said this, quote, "I just wanted to address at the start of the show when we were talking about Lamar Jackson, I should have uttered the word gay. The LGBTQ community prefers that over other words, because obviously other words are believed to be derogatory in their eyes. So as a result of that, I apologize. I should have used the word gay," end quote. Is that true? Is the word homosexual offensive to gay people?
It's just not the way gay people like to be referred to.
I never knew that.
You know, lesbian, gay, LGBTQ, you know, all that terminology. But yeah, homosexual sounds...
It has a negative connotation to it in some way?
Clinical, I think.
Okay.
Sounds clinical. I don't think it's warm. I don't think it embraces the community the way the terms gay and lesbian do. But he got in trouble for this?
Well, apparently he just apologized for it. Later in the show. I mean, that was earlier today. But I just never knew that word was taboo.
I don't like the word. You should try
and avoid it.
Yeah.
But now I do. So there you go.
Yeah. All right. So, Michael. Hmm. Saudi Arabia pulled off a huge upset over the weekend. They beat Argentina 2-1. It's probably the biggest, most shocking World Cup upset in recent history. Mm-hmm. And Prince Mohammed bin Salman Al Saud is presenting each of the players
with a special prize.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so Michael, what do you think it is?
Well, knowing how rich Saudi Arabia is, and they spare no expense, I'm figuring each one of those players are going to get a nice house.
Not that nice of a gift, but you could buy a house in some cities for the value of this gift.
Okay, then.
That's one strike.
Oil stock in some major company in Saudi
strike
Arabia.
Strike 2.
It is not stock.
Let's see. What else could the players need? How about some kind of very rewarding job in the royal palace?
No.
No. Okay, so you struck out.
Yeah.
They're each getting a vehicle. What kind of vehicle do you think they're getting?
Bentley?
As expensive, but in
a Rolls?
Yep.
Wow.
Every player getting a Rolls-Royce Phantom.
So when the USA wins the World Cup, what should each player get? When they win it this year, I'm talking about.
Oh my God, if they win it, they will be national heroes.
How would you like to see the U.S. reward the players if they won it this
year? Yeah, that's a good question. If they did win it, Jorge, what would the appropriate gift be if the U.S. shocked the world?
Biggest upset in World Cup history if they won it.
Jeez,
how should the country reward them? And would America feel sentimental enough to reward the players?
I can't even think of anything right now.
Maybe $1 million each.
A house, I don't know.
Or $1 million bonus each, probably. The guys will be happy with that.
Yeah, something like that. You know what I would want is, and they still do these things. They haven't had one in a while, but An old-fashioned ticker tape parade in New York is actually really cool.
Yeah, parade for sure.
Yeah, they'll definitely get that if they somehow win another five or six games.
Yeah, it's highly unlikely. How are
you know, if they lose or tie tomorrow, Michael, they're not even in the next round.
They got to win tomorrow. Got to win.
Let's see. Bergman, you've got Spain. Spain has already advanced, right?
Yes, they are going
to
advance.
And they look good, Greg.
Yeah.
They can win it.
Actually, Corey, I don't know if they're ahead.
Where's Argentina?
They got to win, too.
They still have to win?
They got to win to get in?
Yeah.
I thought they only had the tie.
No, it's all mathematical at this point.
I know.
And
yeah,
I have Brazil, but Neymar's down with a bad ankle.
Yeah, Brazil qualified, too. They're advanced.
And already. I have England. They've gone through.
Yeah. France has gone through. They look good.
Portugal gone through.
Portugal got through, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. So Messi, but Messi and Argentina. See, that's what I don't get, guys. If you follow soccer, about Messi and Ronaldo.
Jorge does. I follow it closely.
So they call Messi and Ronaldo the greatest players ever, right? They're often between those two.
Yeah.
How could you put them above Pelé? Those two other guys have never won a World Cup. Pelé won three of them. And he was the reason why Brazil won three.
They're the players of this decade, this whole, you know, era.
Yeah, I understand that.
I don't know. I don't see him like that.
Yeah.
You know, I think Messi's a better player than Ronaldo is. He's more of a playmaker. But, yeah, we'll see. You know?
Yeah. I guess if Messi can lead Argentina
to
the title.
Well, this is the old Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods argument.
Yeah.
You know, if you did it in the 60s, and I think Pelé, you can go all the way back to the 50s, there isn't the television coverage and the round-the-clock, every game's on TV thing. So there are many, many people who have never seen Pelé
play. Is Neymar out for the tournament?
No, he'll be back.
He's out for one more game after this.
If Messi takes Argentina to the cup, would that make him a bigger legend?
No, he's already.
He already did that, but they lost it.
He already made it to the final against Germany and lost.
But if they won it, would that make him bigger than Maradona in Argentina? Or is Maradona just untouchable?
Yeah, Maradona's untouchable.
Well, he's passed away, right?
Yeah, they call him God.
That's right.
So there's a religion after him, actually.
Nothing above God.
Yeah.
Well, he used a handball.
Yeah, exactly.
To win the
hand of God.
And if they had VAR back then, it wouldn't have counted.
Everybody hates the VAR.
It's ridiculous.
Get rid of it.
It's slow. They're worse than the NBA referee reviews.
Yeah, I'm over review in every sport. Yeah, I mean,
I'm done. I think it just slows things down. Yep. It gums up the works. It's like just go with call
lived,
on the field.
Yeah,
call
we
on
lived
the court.
With it for 100 years.
I know. Only plays to the plate should be reviewed. That's it. Close plays.
And
to the
by
plate.
The way, in the NBA, only the last 2 minutes
last two
should
minutes.
Be reviewed.
Yep.
Same with the NFL.
Those reviews for the spot are ridiculous in football. You can't tell anything where the spot
exactly.
is. I mean, it's a melee in there. You can't see. Yep. It's a guess no matter what.
That's right.
And even if you're going to use the technology, it's still a guess.
Yep.
So, yeah, I think it's a colossal waste of time. All right, so Rams, I don't know, Michael, have you watched a lot of Rams football this year?
It's amazing what happened to them this year. They just got fat and happy and satisfied with one Super Bowl, I would guess. But obviously they had a lot of injuries.
And no luck. Like last year, they had the same offensive line combination for virtually every week of the season. Mm-hmm. There were no significant injuries last year. This year, four offensive linemen are on injured reserve. They're plucking guys off practice squads around the league, all that stuff. No excuses. It's not a good team. The defense has been actually really, really good, I think. Even yesterday, to hold Kansas City to that point total, I think it was 26, is no small feat. But Dan Graziano from ESPN is saying that Sean McVay's interest in broadcasting is real and he could leave the Rams after this season. Ooh. Now, that would be, as a Rams fan, that would be heartbreaking because he has got the secret sauce.
Right, but if you're McVay and you see what Tom Brady just got paid and you see what Tony Romo just got paid and you can get paid three times what you're making – and you don't have to worry about winning and losing, you have to consider it, don't you?
And he could always go back to football later if he misses it.
Yeah. I mean, the report originally was 10 years, 100 from Amazon for Sean McVay.
Yeah.
10 years, $100 million.
If he's thinking about $20 million, it'll probably cost some network $20 million a year to sign him. And I can't blame him for wanting to take that deal. 5 years, $20 million a year.
Macy, but if he did, if McVay left, who would you want to see get the Rams job?
Ugh, that is so hard.
Deion Sanders.
No.
Why
Deion
not?
Sanders.
He knows football.
No, I think Deion Sanders has definitely earned a D1 job. He's been offered the Colorado job. Good for him. I think he'd be great for Colorado.
Why, but Deion knows the NFL. The NFL players all respect him. Why couldn't
he
coach the NFL?
Yeah, I know, but I want – first of all, one thought is the defense has been very good. Maybe Raheem Morris would step up and take the job. But I'd much rather have an offensive-minded head coach in this era as opposed to a defensive-minded head coach. So Liam Cohen is our current offensive coordinator, I think. I don't know that he's necessarily ready, but he could get a job somewhere in the league the way things have been going. Kevin O'Connell was the OC for 1 year and got the Minnesota job. But I would want an offensive-minded head coach as the head coach of the Rams if Sean McVay were to leave. Please don't.
Do you think one of the McVay proteges that is now a head coach?
Yes.
So whether it be Zach Taylor.
LaFleur.
Yeah, Matt LaFleur, Kevin O'Connell. Do you think one of them would consider leaving their current gig and going back to being the coach of the Rams?
Well, I'll tell you what. Green Bay looks like a mess to me.
Yeah.
Green Bay, if somebody was going to leave, because the Bengals are coming on, Minnesota with O'Connell is obviously having a good year. The one guy, and I think this – don't we think now this is probably – it's certainly end of the road for Aaron Rodgers this year, right?
No, he's got two more years left on his deal, and he makes $47 million a year.
He's not been ruled out for the rest of the season, but they did give Jordan Love a look.
I thought Jordan Love looked good. Did you watch that, Michael?
Yeah, I saw that. He looked good.
I thought he looked really credible. He was solid.
Rodgers says he'll be back next week.
Yeah, he says he's going to play until they're mathematically eliminated.
By the way, if the Rams, Aaron Donald has a high ankle sprain, so there could be a situation next week where there's no Matthew Stafford, no Aaron Donald, no Cooper Kupp. And Allen Robinson Mace is out for the year now.
Out for the year, yeah.
What a weird year for him.
Terrible. Bill Russ tweets, Sean McVay is a terrible voice. I don't want to hear him.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing about it. He got a strange voice.
Oh, we'd get used to it.
You get used to it?
Yeah, Dick Vitale's got a weird voice.
Oh, no, but
get used to that.
Oh, Vitale's got a deep voice, though.
Yeah, no, I think Sean would be great.
I think Sean would be great. I hate to see him go. It would be terrible for the Rams if Sean McVay were to leave after this year. And I don't know that I would want to go out after a really bad year like this.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting. I think I'm the same way. Even though the money may be too good to pass up, I'd hate to end it on a broken year. You know, like, in case I never went back, I'd want to fix it before I left, if that's what you mean.
Because he's only had one losing season. Even the year they didn't make the playoffs, they were 9-7.
Right, and but the losing season was after they made it to the Super Bowl, right?
Yes, it was. They went to the Super Bowl in 2018, had the losing season in 2019.
Brandon Staley might not survive the Chargers this year. Ian, would you be interested in him?
No.
Okay.
Because I thought that was a weird hire only because if you're looking for the McVay tree, you're not necessarily looking for the defensive guy. You're looking for the offensive guy.
Well, Staley's weird because he was a college quarterback.
Yes.
And then he switched to defense when he became an NFL coach. So he's got backgrounds in both. But
he doesn't call the plays.
I think you could do better than Brandon Staley for the Rams. The Rams' job is a plum job, man. I mean, there might with that Stan Kroenke money in that stadium and you get to live in L.A., you might be able to get almost anybody to leave their current job and come work for you.
Yeah. All right, coming up next for you, I got a question. How do you resolve a conflict? There's a study that shows that doing this thing will heal any conflict.
Steel cage match?
No. Oh, no, but it's okay. An interesting guess.
All right.
Also, at the World Cup,
hand slap fight, is that it?
Slap fight is good. Tortilla slap, any of those things.
Yeah, that's what I do.
A Sky News reporter did something really dumb at the World Cup. We'll give you a taste of that coming up next, too.
Shocking.
Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Congratulations to Jeff Alexander. He gets a four-pack of tickets to go see USC beat Utah at Allegiant Stadium in Vegas on Friday. It's a 5 o'clock kick. We got tickets all week long. And for tickets, discount hotel, and airfares, they're available at pack-12.com/tickets. USC coming up with the big win over the weekend at Notre Dame. Christmas officially here now, the holiday season. Have you done any shopping at all yet, Ireland?
Just online. Yeah, Lisa sent me something she wanted, and so I bought it yesterday.
Is that how it works? Lisa just sends you what she wants, and then you click on it and buy it?
Pretty much. I haven't set foot in an actual store to go Christmas shopping in about 4 years. How about you?
I don't like going shopping. I'm a buyer. I'm not a shopper. If I go to a store, I'm going to buy something. I'm not going to try stuff.
But you can get almost anything
or...
online, and Amazon will get it to you within 2 days. Like today, my puppy chewed through the shoelaces on my running shoes. And I thought, oh, that screws me from taking these running shoes on to this next long road trip. I look on Amazon. I'm going to get new laces by tomorrow.
Wow.
You can get anything.
It's Amazon makes it. And I think most people, am I wrong to say most people do their shopping online now?
No. I mean, I think almost everybody. That's why today is Cyber Monday. Haven't you gotten like 200 emails today with people trying to get you to buy
emails.
Stuff?
It's ridiculous. I've gotten 5 emails from Chin Chin. Now, I don't know what is going on.
I ate dinner at Chin Chin last night. That's so weird.
I have no idea why. I must have ordered from them at some point, and they believe I want Chin Chin gift certificates for my relatives, I suppose. But, no, I don't go to stores at all anymore. I just think that's old school. Michael, do you ever go to a store and shop?
Only to get my espresso coffee pods. I go to a South Coast Mall to do that. It's the only thing I go for.
You can't get them online?
Yeah, but I guess you're right. But they take too long. I want to get them that day.
Oh yeah,
that day.
Yeah, that's.
But no, I don't go to stores. I just tell people buy it, or I just give them cash.
Bergman, have you bought any Christmas presents yet?
I bought a Christmas present for my dog. Does that count?
Yeah, sure, it counts.
Yeah, I got her a water bowl, the one that they continually is like circulating.
So it refills itself.
Yeah, so it's constantly refilling. Yeah, so I don't have to constantly refill her dog bowl. So
now, do you think
how does it do that?
It's just all like you put a bunch of water in the bottom, and then it just cycles so it just doesn't get dry, stale.
So it's you don't want stale
like
water.
Like a day's worth of water in the. How does that work? I mean, because don't you have to pour it in there?
You pour the water in the bottom,
right,
and a little bit on the top, and then it just is constantly cycling through.
Oh, what's it like? It's like a waterfall feature?
Yeah.
And do you think your dog recognizes this as a gift?
Yes, because she's amazing like that.
She understands.
No, she completely understands. She's going to give me a big hug, and she's going to lick my face. And
yeah. Jorge, what about you? Any shopping yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's.
What you getting, Brenda?
Oh, I can't tell you, Michael.
Is it clothing, jewelry, perfume, or what?
She's going to have to find out the 24th.
Yeah. By the way, I think your spouse is the only one that actually listens to the show. Obviously, Juan can hear the show today because I'm at home. But Lisa doesn't listen, does she, John?
Never.
Yeah, I.
Well,
what
you getting her then? If you don't listen.
Oh, she knows.
Oh, she knows.
She
sent him a link.
It's an iPad.
It's here. Buy me this.
Yeah, the surprise has been taken out of Christmas with the two of us.
My dad every year. My dad never went Christmas shopping, and he would always tell me to get something for Mom for him. And so one year, my dad, for some reason, was fixated on Tyra Banks. He watched the Tyra Banks talk show every single day. He loved that show. And so one day I'm in front of the TV, it's around the holidays, and Tyra's wearing these big hoop earrings. And my dad says to me, go get Mom some earrings like that. It's this big hoop. Like
it was a little fantasy for
like
your dad.
Like a bird could sit in this earring. It was so big. So I bought earrings, but my dad just fixated on Tyra Banks back in the day in her talk show. So there is a new study that says that the single best way to resolve a conflict is hugging. And the longer the better.
I disagree. I think tortilla slapping is a much better way to resolve conflicts than what
we laughed a lot during that.
Right? Seriously, let's say Mason, we have an honest dispute. All right, that we agree to disagree, but we need a resolution.
Yeah,
we could hug it out, or we could tortilla slap. What's more fun, and what's more of a concrete resolution?
Well, I know which one's the better bit.
Yeah. So I mean, no, I disagree.
No, I like the way the Japanese do it, a sincere bow.
Yeah.
David bow. Exactly.
This is science, though. A hug resolves conflict.
How much of that bow thing do you have?
49 seconds.
This is what we're talking about. Yeah. Larry David. All right, go ahead, Jorge.
Yes, I am fluent, yes.
Oh, I noticed that when you apologized to this man, you gave him a rather deep bow, almost 90 degrees.
Yes. Yeah. I spilled ice cream, so I'm very sorry. So I apologize to him, yes.
Yes. Now, the other night, a Japanese fellow apologized to me.
Yes.
But he only went down a few degrees, kind of like that.
Like that?
Yeah.
Oh, that is not apology to you. No, he was not sorry at all.
He wasn't sorry?
No. He a little dismissive of you.
Dismissive?
Yes.
I got a dismissive bow?
Yes, a little bit bow.
Bow. I got bow.
No bow would be better than that bow.
No bow better.
No, that's the way you apologize. Deep bow.
I'm adopting that full time. Yeah. Mace, if you were here, I would give a deep, heartfelt bow.
Even if we were, if we were having a big conflict.
Yeah. If I slapped you too hard with the tortilla and put a red mark on your face, you'd say, "John, you just put a mark on my face. That's awful." I would say, "I'm very sorry. Here's a deep bow."
Exactly.
Now, when you guys see people, do you still?
What we try and do is when people want to shake hands, Michael and I are both. I've now, especially post COVID, been more careful. So I will offer a fist bump.
Yeah.
Michael will offer the bow to see if it takes.
Exactly.
And if they don't understand it, he'll do a fist bump.
Oh.
But the bow, we would love the bow to catch on.
Yes, please. It works in Japan.
I don't think it's going to catch on here.
Oh. We're gonna
bow.
Yeah, we're gonna try it tonight and see if we can get someone to bow back at us.
Exactly.
Maybe I will do a bow to Miles Turner and Buddy Hield in case they're still interested. Bow
all
to
right.
them.
Coming up next for you.
Hey, we got to play. You got to play the reporter who had no idea what happened in the game.
Yeah, we'll do that coming up next. Plus a show that I think Michael Thompson will be very interested in. And it involves Dwight Howard. That's coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. It's the holiday season. It's finally here. Seemed to get here early this year.
Yes, it did. And, Mace, what is the Boy Scout motto?
Be prepared.
Be prepared. Now, if you're a TV reporter, one of the things you should pride yourself in is actually doing your homework. You shouldn't just show up and talk.
Yeah, don't be like us.
Apparently, a reporter for Sky Sports forgot that very basic lesson when he was covering the World Cup over the weekend.
Okay.
So here's what happened. Iran and
Wales
were playing a game that Wales was heavily favored to win. But they wet the bed late in the game. Iran got two late goals, and Wales lost. But the reporter for Sky Sports just assumed that Wales had won. So when the Wales, so he was outside the stadium.
Right.
And when the Wales fans came out, he asked them, you know, about the win, except they didn't win, which led to an awkward moment. Here's how it all played out.
Guys, sorry, live on Sky News. Your reaction to the win?
We lost.
Sorry, reaction to the loss, and apologies. Reaction to the loss. Apologies for the language.
Can you imagine, Mason, a guy walks up to you after you walked out of that Super Bowl that the Rams lost to the Patriots and you were in your Rams gear?
Yep.
Steve, reaction to the win.
We lost.
Maybe he meant to say loss and the win came out instead.
Did it sound like that?
Well,
especially, I mean, here's this Welsh guy flies all the way to Qatar to see his team play, and then they lose to Iran, and they're heavily favored, and probably now not going through to group play. I'm sure this guy's like pissed off that this guy's walking up to him and asking him a reaction to something that didn't happen.
Yeah, it's not a big ask to before you ask people about a game who just got played, figure out who won the game. I think that's probably the moral of that story.
So Michael Fox has a new show. They're promoting the show. It's called Special Forces World's Toughest Test. Mm-hmm. And it's 16 celebrity contestants battling through a set of emulated Special Forces training challenges. They are removed from society, and the staff sergeants control everything within the camp. So here are the celebrities that are participating. If you watch this, it's like diving out of helicopters into the ocean. It's like skydiving. It's all these things that you would have to do if you're going to go through Navy SEAL training. So tell me how these celebrities will do. Let's go with Anthony Scaramucci.
The Mooch!
The Mooch!
Out in the first week.
Yeah, he's done. He'll be out the first event. He'll quit.
Soccer star Carly Lloyd.
She'll be great.
She'll do well.
Yeah, she'll make it to the end.
To the
end? Mike Piazza. Yeah.
Piazza. So catchers are tough.
Yeah, catchers are tough, but he's, 50?
Yeah, he's 50 now.
I'd say about halfway. He'll make it about halfway.
How many events do they have to do?
Whatever the SEALs have
to do. They got to do it.
All that info I don't necessarily have. Dwight Howard.
Big,
he's probably
guy.
Too tall for a lot of the stuff.
Big, strong guy, though. Good athlete.
Yeah, I think Dwight will make it three quarters of the way.
He'll make it through.
Kate Gosselin. I don't even know who that is.
Kate plus eight. Oh, just an absolute train wreck.
She won't make it.
Out early. Early.
Okay, this is another one you might know. Jamie Lynn Spears.
That's Brittany's sister.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, out early.
Yeah.
Gus Kenworthy, the skier.
Good.
Yeah, he should be able to
make it. Might make it all the way to the end.
Yeah.
And then Scary Spice, Mel B.
Scary? I don't know. She did seem like she was the toughest of the Spice
and
Girls.
She did seem somewhat athletic.
Mm-hmm.
She did. Not as athletic as Sporty Spice.
That's true.
I think she might surprise you.
Yeah, but Scary Spice sounds mean.
By the way, Michael, if we did that, Bergman, Jorge, and Mason, Special Forces training, who lasts the longest?
Mace is the first one out.
I'm the first one out. I will acknowledge
that. Yeah, because he has eight screws and a pin, Mace.
Yeah.
Yep, nine screws and a plate.
Nine screws and
Bergman
a plate.
Bergman can't take a chiropractor tweak in his back, so he's out second.
That had nothing to do with my ability.
And then it'll come down to you and Jorge. Mm-hmm. Man, Jorge's coming. He's from the barrio, man. I'm going to Jorge.
You know, there is no way I would let you beat me in that.
I know.
I am too. I am so competitive. I would literally.
I know, but there's no way to Google.
I would literally.
Do you hear that?
Here's the funny thing. Mason has accused me of Googling for years.
True.
Okay. I've been in studio for a year and have Greg, how many months have I won? Like six months already this year.
How about you, Mace?
But what wasn't there a moment I've won none?
Yeah, so. Zero. I have beat you like a drum.
But I swear to God, Lana Del Rey, you had to Google.
No, I only know one song by Lana Del Rey, and it's the Sublime song. That's it. I don't even know the name of that song, but that's what he used the word Sublime. And then, so I said Lana Del Rey. That was a Hail Mary.
Ireland, you grew up in Newport Beach. The toughest thing you ever had to do was take out the garbage.
No. The toughest thing I ever had to do, Michael, was one time on my wine and cheese plate, we had fake cheese, and somebody like Mason brought a can of spray cheese, and I had to eat it.
Oh, my goodness. You think you could beat Jorge? Thing. No way.
I am so competitive, Michael, that I literally would drown in the helicopter before I'd let Jorge win.
You'd have to go swim in the ocean like 30-degree water.
I grew up in the ocean.
In the trailers, they show people dropped out of a helicopter into the water.
Yeah.
All right. I might, just to show off,
Yeah.
I might play Game of Games for a month blindfolded and beat Mason. You think I could do it? You think I could
beat
work?
Mason? Yes, not me.
Yeah.
Bergman,
no, you're the only one as competitive as me.
What about Pepe?
Do you believe the Lana Del Rey one?
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
I don't either.
Okay,
I think you looked up Lana Del Rey.
I didn't. But
it's like a Star Wars thing all over again.
I don't know. But I will, again, I'll beat you guys all like a drum with whatever limitations you want to put on me.
There doesn't need any limitations. It just works better when we're all here.
When we're all here, we can see if anybody's Googling.
Right. Right.
Like, I could totally
Google
my ass
off today. Was I not here that day?
You were not here that day.
Oh, so that's why. Yeah, anybody who's not here is everybody always gets accused of Googling. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of which, today, today is a blast from the past. I'm bringing back an old, it's a variation of an old game we used to play a lot. And Michael cannot play because I already tried it on him on the plane.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Sedano is here.
Sure.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, let's have Sedano play.
And they count as two, remember.
Oh, count as two.
Good. Oh, right.
Sedano can win for the second month in a row. He won last month.
He did win last month, but he hasn't won it all this
year. Yeah, he hasn't won this month.
Okay. Well, let's see how you guys
four,
do.
Ireland 3, Jorge 3, Mason 2, Pepe 2. Oh, I've got Jacob Imrani winning 4. He's actually tied.
Yeah, because he got it, and he's in tomorrow. So he could win if he wins tomorrow. It's your game tomorrow, Mace.
Yeah,
if he wins tomorrow, Jacob could win the month.
Wow. That's amazing. All right. We'll do Game of Games coming up next for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. It's Game of Games time. Bergman and Jacob Imrani lead the month with 4. Ireland is 3. Jorge is 3. I've got 2, and Pepe Mantilla's got 2. And it is John Ireland's game today. John,
and it is worth 2, Mace.
Yes.
So that brings all those people on that list alive, including George Sedano, who just walked in, who is the defending champion. Sedano won in the month of October. Steve Mason has never done, by the way.
I know. Never. I beat him in that last question, basically, of the month.
People were shocked at how openly we were rooting for you and not Mason.
People were very upset. Alex, the security guard downstairs.
Yeah.
Was like, why do they hate you so much?
Well, Ireland literally fist pumped when you lost. It was hilarious.
This to me, every time I lose in Game of Games, George, a little part of me dies.
I see.
So, all right, here's the game.
Is it your game?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so it is Jorge, Greg, Mason, and Sedano. Michael can't play because I already played this game with him on the plane.
And I did horrible.
Yeah. All right, so this is a form of the old Uber facts game.
Okay.
I will read each one of you a fact. You tell me if it's an actual Uber fact or did I make it up.
So we all get a turn.
Two strikes and you're out. Yeah. No, so there's no buzzing in.
Okay.
There's no multiple choice.
All right.
Last one standing wins.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Jorge, this one's for you. You're going first.
All right.
All right. You get two strikes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're about 14% more likely to die on your birthday than any other day of the year. Is that an Uber fact or did I make it up?
You made it up.
I'm sorry, that's an actual Uber fact.
Wow.
You have strike one.
That seems very specific, so that's why. Yeah.
All right, Bergman, this one's for you.
You also do crazier things on your birthday.
Yeah, Bergman?
Mm-hmm. Not me.
not me from now on, that's for sure.
It's his birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
Yeah,
all right, people with higher IQs tend to sleep less. An average of 5 hours a day. Is that an Uber fact or did I make it up?
I think that's an Uber fact.
I'm sorry, I made it up.
Wow.
People with higher IQs stay up later and wake up later.
Uh-huh, like Mason.
Do it that way. Right. Like Mace, there you go.
Yeah. He goes to sleep early and wakes up late.
Mace.
No, he smokes early and then falls asleep.
And smokes late.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Mace, this one's for you.
Okay.
Human-sized penguins used to roam the planet 60 million years ago. They weighed 170 pounds and were 5 feet tall. Is that an Uber fact or did I make it up?
I'm going to say that's an Uber fact.
That is correct.
Yeah.
And you're under. Michael, 170-pound penguin? Come on.
There was a cartoon about that. I remember seeing that.
Sedano, this one's for you.
I wish dinosaurs were still around, too.
I don't.
T-Rexes.
Yeah, no.
Sedano?
Yeah.
4 out of 5 surveyed Americans believe they've actually seen a ghost. 4 out of 5. Is that an Uber fact or did I make it up?
I'm going to say it's an Uber fact.
I'm sorry, it's 1 out of 5. And so that's one strike for Brion. Mace, you got the lead. All right. Jorge, you're up against it here. You miss this and you're out.
Cool.
All right? In literary terms, an idiot plot is a story kept in motion solely by the fact that everyone involved is an idiot. Is that an actual Uber fact or did I make it up?
I'm going to go Uber fact this time.
You're still alive.
Yeah.
It is a moving fact.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Swag.
Bergman, you're up against it.
I know.
Volkswagen's best-selling product is not a car. It's their currywurst pork sausages. Is that an Uber fact, or did I make it up?
Also very specific.
It is very specific.
Volkswagen's best-selling product isn't a car. It's their currywurst pork sausages. Greg, Uber fact or made up?
I'm going to say it's an Uber fact.
And you're still alive.
Oh. Oh.
All right, Mace.
Yeah.
Roughly 96% of internet users surveyed admit to having Googled themselves. Is that an Uber fact, or did I make it up?
Well, Mace, we know, is one of those, whoever it is.
I have an alert.
Yeah.
Let's see. I will say 94%.
96%. 96% of internet users say they admit.
I think that's high. I'm gonna say that's false.
You absolutely nailed it. It's 56%. Yeah,
that's too high.
And you are the only one without a strike. Okay, Sonano, you're up against
it here. Here we go. I feel an elimination coming.
A 2007 study found that surgeons who play video games for at least 3 hours a week make 37 fewer mistakes. 37% fewer mistakes if you play 3 hours of video games a week. Is that an Uber fact, or did I make it up?
That's a lot of specifics in there. 37%, 3 hours a week.
Right.
Surgeons?
Surgeons who play video games for at least 3 hours a week make 37% fewer mistakes.
I don't feel like we're making a lot of young surgeons, and I feel like younger people play video games, at least like someone under 40, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to say that's not an Uber fact.
I think you're gone.
George Sedano is out.
Yeah.
That is an actual Uber
there
fact.
You go.
Okay, so we're down to three. Jorge, back to you.
Okay.
Chinese medical tourists who visit South Korea for plastic surgery often have difficulty re-entering China after their operation because their passport photos don't match their new appearance.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that an Uber fact, or did I make it up?
You made that up.
And you're gone.
Oh!
So our winner is going to be either
Bergman,
Greg
or
Bergman,
Mason.
Or Steve Mason.
But Mason has two strikes.
Yes, he has no strikes.
Mason has
no strikes. Right.
Bergman
has
one.
Two to burn.
Yeah.
That's right.
Bergman,
yeah.
This one for you. If you miss it, Mason wins it.
Come on, Bergman.
Come on, Greg.
Oh, see, everybody's rooting.
You can't win a month, Mace.
Here we go.
Come on, Bergie.
White Men Can't Jump is the highest grossing basketball movie of all time.
Ooh.
Is that an Uber fact, or did I make it up?
So tough.
That's a great question.
I wonder if like Space Jam or something like that.
Fifth and Say Pittsburgh, the one I was in.
Were you in that movie?
I was in that movie.
So funny.
With Stockard Channing, Abby Bartlett in that movie. All right, Bergman, White Men Can't Jump is the highest grossing basketball movie of all time. Is that an Uber fact, or did I make it up?
I think we all love it, but I don't think it did well, so I'm going to say you made it up.
Not only did I make it up, Space Jam.
Oh, you got it right. Think about it. Kids movie. Yeah. Always a
cartoon.
Yeah.
Very good, Greg. All right, Mace. It takes the average American 54 minutes to get sick of their extended family. Did I make that up, or is it an actual Uber fact?
Random number.
54 minutes.
Yeah.
To get sick of their extended family.
I will say that is an Uber fact.
And that is strike one.
Oh!
What
is
it? It takes 3 hours and 54 minutes.
Wow.
Almost 4 hours.
Wow.
I would be 54 minutes.
Me too.
All right.
Yeah,
so now.
Come on, Bergman.
Now it's single elimination.
Yep.
All right. Bergman.
You know what you should do? You should ask them both each a question and see, and we can make it more dramatic that way.
Like, well, no, because then Mason will just Google it.
No. You ask Greg. No. You ask Greg a specific question,
right.
And then you don't let it. You don't reveal the answer, and then you ask Mason the question you were going to give him.
Oh,
and
I
don't
see.
Reveal the
so
answer.
Okay. Both.
All right. I can do that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Greg. Here's your question.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Denver International Airport.
Okay.
Is twice the size of Manhattan. Okay. Is that real, or did I make it up? Mace, here's yours, and you have to answer right after I ask you. Smarter children often become heavier drinkers as adults. Mace, is that real, or did I make it up? Smarter children often become heavier drinkers as adults.
Real.
That is correct.
Now, Bergman?
Bergman, yeah. Denver International Airport is twice.
Very stretched out.
Twice the size of Manhattan. Is that real or
Manhattan
fake?
Manhattan isn't that. I'm going to say it's real.
And you're still alive.
Oh! That is real. The Denver Airport, something weird's going on there.
Well, here's the thing. So I've flown there earlier this year, and I'm flying there for Christmas again. The actual land that the airport owns is tons of miles long.
Yeah, it takes forever.
Even though the actual airport is only a part of it, the land they own is a ton of it.
See, now I've heard, have you heard this theory that the underground bunker is there, the place where they would rush all of the famous people if something bad was going to happen?
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's another part of Colorado. I know what that is.
Oh, is it? Okay.
They did that for space planes in the future, so they can have longer runways for space planes 100 years in the future. For space planes.
Well, it's the air. You guys know this, too. It's like from the airport to downtown is like 30 minutes.
Yep. The first 25 is getting out of the airport. Yeah. Okay, here we go. You guys are both still alive.
All right, here we go.
Bergman, your question is this.
Come on, Bergman.
Come on, Mace.
The 13th of each month is slightly less likely to fall on a Friday, making Friday the 13th one of the least likely dates on the calendar. Is that real, or did I make it up? Mace, here's yours. Amazon makes about $415,000 per minute. $415,000 per minute. Mace, is that real or did I make it up?
I think you made it up.
I did. It's double that.
Wow.
That's what I was thinking.
$30,000. Yeah. All right, Bergman, you needed to stay alive. The 13th is slightly less likely to fall on a Friday, making Friday the 13th one of the least likely dates on the calendar. True or did I make it up?
I don't think that's true at all. You made it up.
It's false. Slightly more likely to fall on a Friday, making it one of the most common dates.
Wow, this is getting very
good.
Okay. Greg, here's yours.
Okay.
Keanu Reeves was once sued for assault by a paparazzo who slipped while taking his picture. It took 18 months for the case to go to trial and 1 hour for the jury to dismiss it. Is that real or fake? And Mace, here's yours. The Wright brothers almost always flew on their experimental flights together. That way, if either brother was scared or thought there would be a problem, the other one wasn't allowed to go alone. Is that true or did I make it up, Mace?
Let's see. Early airplane. I think you can only send one guy up. I'll say you made it up.
Okay. I did make it up. The Wright brothers flew together only one time. They promised their dad, who feared losing both sons in an airplane accident, that they would never fly together.
Mm.
So he's still alive. Bergman, Keanu Reeves once sued for a paparazzo who slipped while taking his picture, took 18 months for the case to go to trial and an hour for the jury to dismiss it. Real or fake?
Those numbers are going to throw me off here. I think it's true.
It is true.
Oh!
This is one of the great
Bergman
games.
Bergman is sweating.
Time.
He's sweating over there.
All right, Greg, here's yours.
You know what Bergman just did? Do you remember the NBA Finals? The Lakers beat the Heat, and Jimmy Butler won that one game, and he put his hands on the sideline. Bergman just did that. He just did the Jimmy Butler meme.
You can see that on YouTube.
Yeah. All right, Bergman, here's your question.
Okay.
The Caesar salad was invented by a man named Caesar Cardini in Tijuana. It has nothing to do with Julius Caesar. True or did I make it up? Mace, here's your question. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar holds the record for most points scored in NBA history. He also holds the record for most missed shots in NBA history, over 14,000 missed shots. Mace, is that true or false about Kareem?
Most missed shots. Played the most years. I'm going to say that is real.
I'm sorry. Kobe Bryant has the record, which means, Bergman,
this is it.
If
you can
get this right, the Caesar salad was invented by a man named Caesar Cardini in Tijuana. It has nothing to do with Julius Caesar, true or false?
So I know the Caesar salad was invented in Mexico. That is true. I don't know if the name is true. I don't think you made it up.
Caesar Cardini?
I'm going to say it's true.
Greg Bergman is our winner.
Yeah! Yeah!
Mace, you put up a gallant fight.
Damn it.
If you knew your Kobe Bryant history, Kobe has missed more than he's the only player in NBA history to miss more than 14,000 shots.
Yeah, well, and that also makes more sense. He probably took more shots than Kareem did.
A lot too.
Yep. Jorge, hit the stage.
The basket too.
And we welcome to the program the one and only Scott Kaplan. Cappy, how are you? Good to hear
Maybe
from
not.
You. Michael's here. Mason's here.
Hey,
Sedano's here.
We got they are. Okay, got it.
We got a full ganger. Mace, can you hear everybody?
Yeah, I got it. By the way, Game of Games powered by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB.
So did Bergman stop Mace from winning another month?
No, Mason, but Bergman may have gone, taken a step to winning the month himself.
Oh. Yeah, Bergman's got six now.
And so, Greg, I'm going to have to win tomorrow and Wednesday, and then I'm done. So just to tie you, I've got to go
Wednesday
tomorrow.
Well, Wednesday's the last day.
Okay, so I can get half if I win them
what
both.
What if Pepe
wins
you
can
Wednesday.
Get seven. You have
Pepe's got two.
How many do I have
Pepe.
Now?
You have three.
Oh,
so
I can get
to
seven. Okay, so I got to win both days, though. And then, Michael, you're doing Wednesday,
yes,
right?
Yes, I'm doing Wednesday. Okay. Come on, Pepe.
John, you're like the Rams.
I you know, I had a big year last year, and now I'm faltering.
Yeah. No, but it's like you're not mathematically dead yet. But you just have to go on a win streak.
Yeah. Now, Mason thinks that the Rams are dead.
I think they're literally dead.
I think that if they finish 9-8, which would mean they win out, which they're not going to do.
They're not going to win out.
But don't you think 9-8 makes it in
yeah,
the NFC?
Probably,
it does.
But,
so mathematically,
they're
doing it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I know they're probably not going to
I mean, I've watched them play, and they are not
yeah,
going to rattle
agree
off
with,
six
I,
straight
I
wins.
Agree with you. But because of that, George – if they are not mathematically eliminated, should they still play guys like Aaron Donald and Matthew Stafford and that gang?
Yeah, I think that what you saw this past week out of necessity, which is basically they're playing their preseason team, I think they should just continue developing guys. And at some point, you're going to have to tell Aaron Donald, hey, man, it's just not worth it. You're going to get
He's
hurt
got a
for
high
no
ankle sprain on top of all that.
Right.
He's done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think in the end, this period is about evaluation. It's not about winning games at this point. I mean, you'd like to win, but I think it's about evaluating those guys. I think that's why they got rid of Darrell Henderson. They wanted to see what Kyren Williams could do, the kid they got out of Notre Dame. So we saw a lot of him yesterday. We saw a lot of Cam Akers. Lance McCutcheon was out there. We saw a lot of the younger guys, as you pointed out, George, who played during the preseason. And let's see what they can do and see if they figure into next year.
Michael thinks that John Harbaugh, who I think is one of the better coaches in the NFL, should be fired. Yeah, why do you think he should be fired?
They have blown more double digits fourth quarter leads because that defense, I could score on those guys.
Three.
They are ridiculous.
Most in NFL history in one season. Three double digit fourth quarter leads.
They have no clue how to stop teams at the end of games. It's time for him to go.
Wait a minute.
Just old Ravens teams, no defense. How about that?
I know.
That's
exactly.
This year.
It's sickening to watch every week. I don't understand why Ravens fans put up with it.
But they're 7-4. They're in first place in their division. It's not like they're the Rams.
It's not John Harbaugh's fault. If you look, if you
and
look,
by the way, and Michael, all they need is to get into the tournament, and they're going to be in the tournament.
If you look at their skill position players, they've deteriorated over the years. They're putting
coach's
too much.
Fault.
No, that's the GM's fault. There's too much on Lamar Jackson, personally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But by the way, I will give you credit. You were right on him.
And you know who else I was right on?
Who?
Jalen Hurts when he was at Alabama.
I don't remember that conversation. Oh. I didn't have it with you. But I remember Lamar,
George,
you and I, and Key and LZ did.
If it's a black quarterback, oh. Michael is all in.
Well, that's
no. If it's an athletic quarterback. Yeah.
He was all in on Vince Young.
He was all in on
but
Christian.
But he was all in on Christian Tim Tebow, too.
And yeah. Christian McCaffrey.
That's right.
He was all in on Christian McCaffrey.
I said that boy's going to be good in the NFL. Yeah. Somebody else said, no, he can't do it because that kind of running back is not successful.
All right, so Michael and I look at the world through purple and gold colored glasses, but
yeah,
the
know.
Three of you don't. Sedano, Cap, and Mace.
Yeah, we know.
Yes. The Lakers have won 5 out of 6. Something or nothing, Sedano.
I mean, you're going to play the Spurs the rest of the season every game?
No, tonight we play Indiana. we might have LeBron and AD.
They get paid too, Sedano.
I know. Actually, the Pacers have played pretty well this year. Yeah. But I
they're 11-8. Lakers are 7-11.
Look, I think the Lakers are probably going to be where we originally thought. I think they're going to be kind of in that play-in area. And if I had to bet at the end of the year, if everyone's relatively healthy, that's going to be where they're at.
Cappy.
Hey, by the way.
5 out of 6.
That's much better than what we were talking about a couple weeks ago.
When they were 2-10.
Well, we were talking about how the New Orleans Pelicans were going to have Wembanyama because of the Lakers.
You know who's all in on Wembanyama?
Well, Greg is out on Wimbanyama. Did you
hear
this?
For some reason, Greg is not on Wimbanyama.
Greg was not out on Wimbanyama.
No. Yes, Mason, did you and Ramona were doing the show.
I'll tell you exactly what
I said. He said, I don't believe in Wemby.
He says he's going to get hurt. That's what he said.
Direct quote. I don't believe in Wemby.
I said, Greg, what don't you like about him?
It's not that I don't like him. I said, I get worried because because he's 7'5 and like a stick.
Right. He says he's going to be too fragile.
Well, I think he's going to be a fragile.
There is a history of skinny 7'5. Like, look at Chet Holmgren.
Right.
Look at Greg Oden. Yeah. Look at Yao Ming. Look at Porzingis.
Well, Yao Ming was thick, though.
Yeah.
I mean, so was Greg. Greg was not a small guy, thin guy. Kevin Durant is more a comp to Wembanyama than those guys.
But, Michael, these guys who are 7'4", 7'5", have a his Sean Bradley.
Ralph Sampson.
Yeah. Ralph Sampson.
I mean, look, the human body is
Chet
not supposed
Holmgren,
to grow that much.
It's not ridiculous to suggest Wembanyama could get
hurt. But to say he's going to be the contrarian. He's the one guy saying he's out on Wemby.
Look, all I'm saying is
that. Someday he's going to be able to say, maybe, I told you about Wembanyama. I was the one.
You can laugh all you want. It's a legit take.
So, Bergman, if you're the GM.
Thank you, John.
If you're the GM.
Right.
If you're the GM of the
Get him, Bergman.
I'm not saying don't get him.
Get him, Bergman.
I'm saying don't draft him. You are.
Tell him, Bergman.
Let's say it's the San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're R.C. Buford.
Take Scooter.
You're going to take Scoot Henderson over Wembanyama?
I mean, you have to go. You have to take him. You have to take Wembanyama. But I just think,
I just think
there should be some worry about a guy that's 7'5 and 150 pounds.
So I could see Greg being R.C. Buford and telling Pop, being like, if he gets hurt, he's like, I tried to tell you. Right.
I would. I'd be like, look, man, I tried to go for Scoot Henderson, but you wanted to go with the guy that was 7'5 and 110 pounds.
Michael, if Bergman is an NBA GM and he gets a number one pick, would you offer him LeBron and AD for Wemby?
Oh, yeah.
You believe in him that much?
He's
legit. I do, too.
He is the best prospect I've ever seen.
Hey, Bergman, were you in Portland when Jordan was on the board and we passed up?
Sam Bowie.
That was Sam Bowie.
Were you up there?
No, you should have gone. Same thing with Durant and Oden.
No, Portland is a two-time loser.
Right,
in this.
But Durant, people thought Durant wasn't going to be anything in the league because of his bench press. Yeah. They thought because he couldn't bench press that he wasn't going to be.
I remember that. That's a good point.
You know? Right, but I mean, like, look at him now. And now he's also hurt.
Right,
all
but
the
he's also thin as a rail.
Yeah.
Have you seen that, Francis?
But he's also like 6'8".
No, he's not.
He's 7'5".
No, Kevin Durant's like nearly almost 7 feet tall.
Yeah, oh yeah, he's 7 feet.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Wait,
French
Jay,
kid
Michael,
play?
Let me give you a harder one. Mm-hmm. Would you trade Curry for Wembanyama?
Not yet.
Boy,
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't because Curry's too valuable.
He still has. I think he's still the player in the league that creates the most havoc on the floor right now.
Yeah. But Wembanyama could do that, too. Shoots threes like Steph.
Yeah, I mean, Ireland says that a high-level executive told him that if you get Wembanyama, your franchise value increases by half a billion.
Well, the Warriors don't need that, that's for sure.
No, they don't need that, right.
Yeah.
It'd be close, but I'd still take Steph in that scenario.
Is there any player, Michael, in the NBA you wouldn't trade for? What about Zion?
Yeah, I would trade Zion for him. Maybe, you know, the only
Giannis,
young guy.
He's the opposite.
I wouldn't trade Giannis.
I wouldn't trade
Giannis.
He's
still young. Luka probably wouldn't get traded
for him.
What about Ja? He wouldn't trade Ja for him.
I don't think I'd trade Ja.
Not yet.
Yeah, these guys are too young and too fabulous right now, so I don't think he would trade for him. But everybody else is open game.
Yeah.
I think
that's
Boston
pretty
would,
amazing.
I think Boston would trade Jason Tatum for him.
I wouldn't.
If Danny Ainge was running the team, I think he would for sure.
I think so.
I think Jason Tatum could win MVP this year.
It's possible. Yeah.
I mean, depending on how Luka, how the Mavericks finish.
I mean, I think Giannis is going to probably win again.
Yeah.
We've had enough of the Giannis fatigue to get back to Giannis. He's clearly the best player on the planet.
You know what's interesting?
Best player?
This season?
I wouldn't go that far.
AD is playing his best basketball since he's become a Laker. He's been really good this week.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, AD matches up with Embiid, and he owns him. He plays great. But Giannis owns AD.
Crushes him, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see you guys both on the next trip.
I'll see you guys on Friday. I'll be there. I'm doing that game.
You're doing the Milwaukee game on Thursday.
Friday night.
Oh, crap. That means we missed the USC game. That's right.
Yeah, it's same night.
Yeah, because we're flying Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, the internet's working. We could watch the game on the plane.
Now, Michael,
the Milwaukee game is the same time as the USC game.
It's at the exact same time.
Turn it on at the broadcast location.
That's right. Michael will do that on his phone for sure.
On my iPad.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Caleb Williams, incredible.
He's
going to
win the high school.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Michael, when you go to Milwaukee, does Kareem hook you up since he was,
Hooked me up. I never leave the room. Yeah. 80 degrees and room service.
It's 35 degrees on Friday.
Yeah.
High of 35.
You know what I say?
What's that?
9 holes instead of 18 if it's 35.
Are you serious?
Heck yeah.
You won't play golf in a hotel 35. Room.
That's where Whistling Straits is, Michael.
No, you will not play golf on Friday, will you?
No way.
No. No, it's too cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
80 degrees in a hotel room.
Yeah, I like it toasty.
Oh, that by the way, Captain, that's just the starting temp. Yeah. Oh, Michael has his way, he'll jack it up to 85.
Me and Sadano are from warm weather countries.
Yeah. You got moss growing on the walls. I mean, that's too warm.
I mean, you can't even breathe in a hotel room. It's 80 degrees.
It's like a
degrees.
Sauna.
Right.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, I'm 67. That's as low as
See, I am actually even though I grew up in a warm climate, I like a cold room. Oh, so I'm a 67 person as well.
Oh, I'm a little higher.
I'm a cold room guy.
Yeah. No, I'm 72.
72?
Yeah, because I'm kind of in between, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like sleep like a burrito just taken out of the microwave.
Cappy, have you ever seen how Michael Michael sets up a hotel room?
Oh, my God.
He's kind of taught me a little bit about things that sometimes now freak me out. Like when I come home, I'm always taking my shoes off and demanding everybody take their shoes off in my house, whereas I used to not be that way. But now I'm like, ugh, look where you people were. You
Michael
know?
Takes it a step further. He doesn't want his feet touching the carpet in his hotel room, even if he has his shoes off. So he will lay sheets on the floor.
Yeah.
He's like
a walkway path.
In Coming to America, he's like King Joffrey Joffer. Yeah, he doesn't want to walk on the ground.
He's the rose petals.
When's the last time them carpets been shampooed in hotel rooms?
Probably a long time. Even at a Four Seasons.
I love when you get on these tangents. I love when you talk about hotel rooms and how untrustworthy
first
you are,
thing,
of how dirty
thing,
they are.
First thing he Purells, do you want to guess, Cappy?
TV remote.
Remote control.
Yeah, remote control.
That makes sense.
Before the phone?
Before,
you never
right
use the phone,
never
right?
use the phone except for room service. But
phones are filthy when you think about
and
it.
And also...
Do you use a tissue or something with the phone if you have to order room service?
Yeah, I Purell it first.
And
get the bath towels and open them up and look at them, see if any stains are on them.
Now, do you guys stay at the haunted hotel, the Pfister, or no?
No, we're out of there.
Yeah.
And the hotel that we do stay in is not, I liked the Pfister.
So I'll tell you a funny story I was told today by one of the makeup ladies in the TV building. She was telling me they were there for the NBA Finals a couple of years ago, whatever it was. And the rooms in the Pfister, some of them, you know, some rooms have adjoining, right? Like have the door. Mm-hmm. Well, this room had two adjoinings, one on each side.
Okay.
And the two makeup ladies are in the room, and they knew that they were in the room next door, so they were just kind of like walking back and forth between each room. But they didn't know who was in the third room. And all of a sudden at night, someone starts banging and screaming on the third door, and they were freaking out. And the lady was like, "No, I'm not going to let you in. Oh my God!" Because she had heard all the stories about the haunted hotel.
Right.
And it was Richard Jefferson on purpose trying to scare
the door. Good for him.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's funny. Yeah, that's very funny.
Look at the story Michael Koger told us the other day, right? Some kids were tickling him in his sleep.
Yeah. Koger's convinced that half of our hotels are haunted. Yeah.
Half of them?
Yeah, Koger will not stay. If we get put in like the Pfister or in Oklahoma City, we used to stay in the Skirvin.
The Skirvin is the one.
We're not there anymore, but... Yeah. Koger would literally, him and Lou Williams, would literally check out of the hotel, and I would say, "What are you guys doing?" And their line was, "Brothers don't do ghosts."
Yeah.
Yeah, and they would go to another hotel and just check in under an assumed name, and because he said, "I'm not going to sleep if I stay."
The Pfister is kind of creepy.
It is.
Wait a minute, Michael Koger checks in under an assumed name?
Nick, because he doesn't want the ghost to follow him to the new hotel.
Good for him. Good for him.
Yeah, the Pfister's weird. That's a strange.
It is.
You do feel like somebody's following you when you walk.
Oh,
you
it's
do.
Confirmation bias. Somebody told you a long time ago it's haunted. Now you think everything that happens is because
Mace,
of a ghost.
There's a lot. I mean, maybe that is part of it, but there's a lot of stories from the Pfister.
A lot
there's
of
no
stories,
doubt.
Mace.
Yeah, just Google it, Mace. You can read about him. It's bad.
Oh, I know.
Mace,
Effie
get on it.
And the Effie, the
yep.
No, that's the at lady the Skirvin. Effie's at the
Skirvin. In the,
the Claremont's haunted. That's the one that stole my wine. The ghost.
Trudell stole your wine.
Trudell wasn't there. Just to mess with you.
I was during the finals. Trudell wasn't up there during the finals.
That's what you think. He's lurking around
he's
the corner like you do when you sneak into the
gym. By the
gym.
Way, I loved LeBron tackling Trudell in pregame the other day. I saw that on his Instagram.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
By mistake? By accident? Or?
No, on purpose. He's just like bumping into him and stuff.
Yeah, well, I'm very anxious about tonight because – if LeBron and AD play, the Pacers are not terrible.
No, Halliburton is legit good.
What are they, like 11 and 8?
Let me end on this for Cappy and Sedano. So did you guys see what Ivica Zubats did yesterday?
Oh, incredible game.
All right, so he did that against Miles Turner.
Yeah.
31 points, 29 rebounds.
Mm-hmm.
Out-rebounded Turner 29-5. Cappy, would that give you pause trading for Miles Turner if you were a team that was looking at him? Because he's been on the trading block. Lakers are rumored to be interested, but there are other teams too. Would you hesitate to trade for Miles Turner after watching an average center light him up like that?
Answer yes, but go back to the previous question, which was, did you see what he did yesterday? Answer no.
Yeah, not very many people do. It's an afternoon game competing with NFL football there with the Clippers.
Right.
But yeah, we could all pretend like we saw it.
Yeah,
31 points, 29 rebounds.
It.
He was one rebound away from the fourth 30 game in
Cappy
NBA history.
The only NBA Cappy cares about is the Lakers.
That's right.
He pays no attention to anything else.
100% accurate.
His answer whenever I bring something like that is, I did not know that.
It's like, dude, like we don't
Carson,
really all know the
that's what he does.
Right,
yes.
Right. We're not all on the receiving end. We're not all the NBA Today crew. You know what I'm saying? So so
you
I don't
sound
pretend.
A little jealous there, Cappy.
I wouldn't say jealous.
Actually, I would defend Cappy here and say he's being honest.
Yeah.
You don't even watch the most exciting player in the game.
Which one?
Ja.
If he's on TNT and he's playing against the Lakers, yeah.
That's it.
All right. Wow. Sinano, Michael thinks Ja is the most athletic guard in NBA history.
Ever. NBA history? Russell Westbrook in his early age.
No, he couldn't do the stuff in the air that Ja does.
I don't know, man.
And he doesn't change direction like Ja does. Never change direction. Ja goes side to side as well as straightforward.
Yeah, I think that's high praise.
It is.
Look, he's in the conversation.
The guy does freaky stuff, man. Remember that block?
How do you know what he's doing in the bedroom?
A lot of us do freaky stuff.
Yeah. Michael, more athletic than Dwayne Wade.
Stuff.
Wait, are you kidding me, Dwayne?
Young Dwayne Wade who went to the rim every time.
Did you see that block shot he did on Avery Bradley last year?
Yeah, that was
don't judge freaky stuff.
Unbelievable.
You know?
All right, Sedano and Cap coming up next. Mace, hope you feel better, man.
Thank you, man.
Mace,
and yeah.
What the hell happened to you?
I've got the RSV.
There's no way.
That's like a kid disease, isn't it?
I've got the kid disease.
He's, Mace is young at heart.
You better be ready for next Friday, pal. You got to get healthy.
I'll be there. I will be there. Supercross Talk brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. See you back here tomorrow at 1. Sedano and Cappy next, 710 ESPN.